field to start again, play football.
Feels good. I think it was a good outing for us tonight. We moved the ball pretty well. Had a lot of reps. Got our conditioning in. Stuff to work on, of course, but a good start for us.
What did you think of the offensive production? What did you think of not translating?
Well, it's a short playbook. It's the first preseason game. It's, you know, I think for us at this point in our progression as an offense, it's about, you know, kind of getting in shape with the no huddle. And, you know, we moved the ball pretty well. We just stalled in the red zone. But, you know, we were in one personnel group the entire time. We kind of limited substitutions. So it was good exercise out there for us. And the communication was very good. Corey did a good job up front. The line blocked really well. We made some plays. We missed some plays. You know, we had some chances on some throws and catches and didn't put it together. But that's what the preseason's for, and I'm happy with the first game.
Fourth going up, going for fourth and two-point conversions. Talk about that.
That was Mike. You know, he wanted to practice doing that. So that was, you know, it's nice. I don't know if that's going to happen in the regular season. Hopefully it does. Give us some more opportunities so we can convert them. But yeah, the two-point thing will be an interesting thing when we get in the season, especially late in the year when the weather gets rough, if we decide to go for two or if we kick you know, a 33-yard extra point.
Aaron, so much preparation goes into the preseason, but when you look across the field, how do you feel for a guy like Tom Brady going through everything that he's going through right now?
Yeah, I mean, not a lot of preparation, I don't think, as far as specific to the opponent, especially in the first and fourth games. There's maybe a little more preparation in the second, third games. But, yeah, Tom's a buddy, and, you know, he's going through some stuff right now, and I'm sure we'll have a resolution here pretty soon.
It looked like you got
a better one there. I can't. That's a personal conversation. But Tom's a friend, and we'll see what happens.
Who is your sense of Garoppolo?
Again, you know, we played probably some very vanilla stuff on defense. It looked like they played like three coverages on defense. So, you know, when you get into the second, third games, that's when there's a little bit, you know, more of the it's more like a real game. But he made some good throws. He's got a strong arm. He's able to move around and extend plays, which is definitely an asset in this league. And I think he's got a good future.
Could you comment, Aaron, please, on Tolzien and Hunter?
Yeah, they played really good. You know, it was fun to see Brett get a touchdown. He took a couple big shots early, but he stood in there and he made a couple good checks. He's a great kid. You know, he really cares about it. He puts a lot of time in. And Scott, you know, Scott's just a natural progression for him, you know, making plays. He made a good throw there on fourth down to Jeff. And nice to see, you know, Scott being productive as he should.
Now, last year you didn't play the opener at all. Today you played a lot. Did you get what you wanted out of it? You said your first goal is to stay healthy, but is it also good to maybe take a hit or two so you can get back into that?
Yeah, I didn't expect that from the back side there, but yeah, it's good to get out there and take a couple shots and move around. I felt good moving in and out of the pocket, and the line did a good job, really extended plays. You know, they covered pretty tight on a few of the plays, and we didn't have a lot of guys open, so we had to kind of extend them and had some chances to make some things happen. Felt like, you know, Q might have had a first down on the play before the fourth and one that got stopped. You know, regular season, that might be a challenge play there, although Mike had a good challenge late in the game. Anyway, we had a chance to Devontae on the goal line for a touchdown. I think he kind of lost the ball in the lights a little bit, he said. You know, the fourth down scramble, didn't really have a chance there. That ball was coming too hot for Eddie to handle. And then the last drive, you know, we had a couple chances probably to score a touchdown. But, you know, that's what preseason's for. And I think, you know, we accomplished some of our goals, but, you know, we had a long way to go.
Aaron, how do you feel? How do you hope it turns out for Tom? Do you feel he deserves a full game?
You know, I don't know enough about it to make a comment on that. I you know, Tom's a buddy, and I'd like to see you know, I'd like to see it get figured out before the season.
Was the play calling thing make any difference for you tonight, or is this not the night to know? We have to wait for the regular season.
Well, it was a good start for us. Tom was very calm on the headset, and he enunciated well. We had a headset issue at one point, but that's kind of preseason. I was telling Brett about my first preseason game when the headset went out, and he had one out there and was trying to get us in a good formation. But that's preseason football, and Yeah, Tom did a really good job.
Aaron, in general, why is the quarterback position such a turning point?
Because there's only 32 of us. It's a tough position. Face a lot of, a lot of expectations, a lot of adversity. We also have a, great opportunity and platform to make a difference. And I think you realize how difficult it is to play the position, the stuff you deal with every single day. You wear a lot of hats, as a leader, as a encourager, as a supporter, as a cheerleader, as a disciplinarian. I mean, you lead from a lot of different vantage points, and it's also really thrilling. So you know what those guys are going through, and it's fun to get to know some of the guys.
So you were okay with the air pressure in the ball?
Yeah, it was fine.
If taken out of that position for any amount of games, what do you think it would be like for to be out of that cheerleader?
Yeah, I mean, I missed 8 games in 13 and stuff. It's tough to miss it. I missed a game from a concussion. That was a tough week. It's tough to not be out there.
2 more.
Aaron, there was a point where you and Tom and Monte came out on the field during a timeout. You were talking to Ty Montgomery. I mean, he's been the guy that's got all of our attention during camp so far. What do you think of what you saw from him? And were you guys just working with the young guy there? Or?
Well, Scott didn't come over, so I couldn't tell. I was trying to tell Ty to tell Scott something. They had 2 minutes left, 2-minute drive, 2 timeouts. Between 2 minutes and a minute, you're not worried as much about the clock, especially with 2 timeouts. So it's about getting first downs instead of just running straight out of bounds. But Ty made some good plays. He caught the ball on the punt return. That's big. I can imagine the nerves when that ball's coming down for a young rookie. But made a first down catch, and I had a couple opportunities. One, I think he was frustrated about stepping out of bounds there on the second foot, but he's a smart kid. He cares about it, and he's gonna continue to improve for us.
What's the next progression for the next game, the next step?
We'll probably play a little more, I would guess, in the second one, judging by what we did tonight. But, be a good test for us. Day game, which is different in the preseason, but Pittsburgh will be a very well-coached team, and we look forward to that meeting.
Anybody else grab your attention? You said you like to root for guys and pull for guys. Anybody else get you?
Well, I was happy for some of the defensive guys. I think Quinton played really well. He had a lot of opportunities. Had a couple chances on interceptions, but he was around the ball a lot. Tackled well. Both the safeties, Gene and Chris, did a good job making open field tackles. Andy Malumba had a sack. It was kind of set up by Dayton. Dayton was very active tonight. Jake Ryan, made some plays. So it's fun to watch those guys get after it. And offensively, we had a lot of guys with some opportunities. Pink had a nice catch and run for us. The running backs, I think, did a good job, especially Alonzo and Crockett there with the touchdown. That's got to be pretty thrilling. He was holding on that ball pretty tightly. I don't know if Brett would try and take it from him. But, I was happy for all the guys that got in and played well.